This interview was conducted by one of the participants in the Talents Press of Talent Sarajevo at the 22nd Sarajevo Film Festival.
This is Fred from the radio. I'm Emre Çalyan, a participant at Talent Press section of the Sarajevo Film Festival. And I'm joined by Nefes Polat, who is the producer of The Bus to America at the Pack and Pitch program. Thank you for joining us, Nefes. Would you like to talk to us about your project?
Okay, so it's about a Yazidi boy who's living in a refugee camp in Turkey right now. And he's a, like, imaginative boy. And among the other tragedy of that Yazidi people have been through, he has a, like, very, very funny daily stuff in the refugee camp. He's attending the English classes with his friend. He has a girlfriend who is just older than him. And he, actually, the best favorite things that he likes in the camp is watching the bus, the suburban bus, mm-hmm. which is passing through the camp, and he calls it the bus to America. So he has that kind of daydreams, mm-hmm. and one day he just eats the forbidden vegetable, and everything just, you know, upside down. Mm-hmm. Basically, for Yazidi people, I mean Yazidi community, in their religion, it's a sin to eat lettuce. Mm-hmm. But he ate cabbage, which is a different vegetable. But his girlfriend, Georgina, just panicked. And because of her, he panics too. And kids, like, getting great rumors about him, how he sinned, how his family banished from the camp. And, you know, it's a kind of very, really stressed thing that being a bad apple in a kid's world. So he's a bad apple. And he finds that he needs to leave the camp instead of saving his family mm-hmm. from the bad guys. So basically, he took that bus to America. But the bus doesn't go to America. It just goes to downtown, where our boy, Sefran, finds a very rude people and needs to face the reality. Mm-hmm. But he has enough courage to go back to his camp and face his community, and where he finds this acceptance. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just about this.
Yeah, it actually sounds like a touching story, but at the same time, I think there's an element of comedy. And I think the question I have in mind is a very contemporary mm-hmm. subject. And I wonder, what is the urgency in telling this kind mm-hmm. of story? Because refugees are sort of represented in media differently. How does this film fit into that? Do you have any ideas?
Yes, in a production part, we don't have any emergency. Let's mm. say we can take our time, but mm-hmm. the respect of telling this story, yeah, it's a kind of emergency thing. Just like one week ago, when I was in Istanbul, I heard that from Daria. She's my director. She's also has NGO works in Turkey, and she's also director and writer and actress or something, like multitask mm. person, and she told me that they are just, I mean, Yazidi community has just kicked off their original camp in Batman to the other city, Diyarbakir. And when they arrived to Diyarbakir, they kicked off again because of there is no room. So right now they are on the street and anywhere in this city. So mm-hmm. it became a, let's say, very, very tragicomic mm-hmm. situation. So it's a kind of emergency, but being like urgent in that kind of creative stuff, it can sometimes block the creativity. Mm-hmm. So we know we are full aware of this emergency, but we need to share this responsibility with the other countries and make this a co-production or co-distribute to projects, mm-hmm. you know.
What stage of production are you in right now?
It's in development. Okay. Daya was selected to First Film First Young Directors Goethe Institute Academy.
Mm-hmm.
So there is four modules. So we just skip through the first one, which is the script development part.
Mm-hmm.
And right now she will be in Maneki Brothers Festival, and she will study on visual development on the project, visual part, visual aspect. And now I'm here, and I'm trying to make this a package to pitch, I mean, this project. So we already attend to co-production platform of Paris Village, no, Paris Co-Production Village. We attend this like 2 months ago. So we have a good relationship with the sales agent in France.
I know it might be too early, but do you have any idea where you will be shooting the film at this point?
Basically, we designed this project as a micro-budget project, and we just attend to shoot in Batman.
Okay.
But since there is no camp right now, it can be anywhere in Turkey.
Just one last question about the pack and pitch program. What was your experience? Did you find it useful?
It was intense and also useful, yes. But I'm tired right now, so that's the reason I cannot talk in, you know, I'm not talkative. I'm pushing myself because for like 3 days we just destroy everything that I have with my mantras and then rebuild it.
Okay, that must be helpful in
at
some level. Okay.
Definitely.
All right, thank you very much for talking to us about your project.
Thank you.
This is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio. 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.